Chapter 5. Tea with the Duke. Virginia had slept peacefully through all the excitement, so she was rather taken aback at breakfast when the tale was told. The twins were full of themselves. Georgie stood up and made silly pinging noises with an imaginary pea-shooter. "I got him," yelled Harry. "I got him right on the nose." "No, you didn't," cried Georgie. "It was me." "Boys, boys," sighed their mother, "sit down and finish your porridge. The poor chap didn't look well, I must say. You're being too hard on him. After all, he has lived at Canterville Chase a lot longer than we have." "I'm fed up with this," came a voice from the library, "and we're running out of pots clean away." It was Washington, down on his knees, getting rid of that morning's bloodstain. It was a muddy brown. Somehow Virginia wasn't surprised. "Now let's stop talking about ghosts," said Mrs. Otis. "Have you forgotten? That young Duke of Cheshire and two of his friends are coming over this afternoon." Mrs. Umney had been listening to every word. Virginia wondered if she had heard the goings-on last night. Judging by the dark shadows under her eyes, she hadn't slept a wink. The housekeeper cast her fishy glare around the table.
"He who meddles with things not proper, mark my words, will come a cropper," she intoned in a low, rasping voice.
She was not pleased when both the twins burst into howls of laughter. After lunch, Virginia went out for a trot around the lanes on her pony. It was a lovely sunny day, and on the way home she met the young Duke of Cheshire and his friends on their way to Canterville Chase. They all travelled together and had a wonderful afternoon playing croquet. The Duke of Cheshire didn't even seem to mind that Washington won all five games. At tea, Virginia sat next to the Duke, and the rest of the day flew past, all thoughts of ghosts well and truly forgotten.